Tea Life has everything you need.
Bonjour, bonjour, Nightshone TFM here. Enchanté, it's me, TB. Okay, this is one incredible recipe that you should try if you love milk. So firstly, melt 2 tablespoons of brown sugar in a pan, add some water, stir until brown sugar has this sticky texture. Then, add in 250 milliliters of milk, stir until even. On the side, beat 2 eggs, slowly add into the brown sugar milk. Slowly, yeah? While stirring, you slowly pour in. Don't pour in one go. Filter them onto another bowl and steam for 10 minutes. So during this steaming process, make sure to use a tin foil to cover up the bowl. That's what the recipe said. And after 10 minutes, you have this brown sugar milk pudding, which is, I would say, extremely cute and chewy. I wouldn't say it's chewy, but from the picture of it, you know how pudding has this toing toing texture? Yeah, something like a creme brulee, but a simpler recipe version. You also can add raisins on top, almond flakes, chocolate sandwich crumbs, you know what, anything to make it more tastier, you can add it. Oh, a very, very good dessert after a good dinner. TFM.
Get all the lifestyle news right here on Tea Life.
Yo, what's up? Tea Life here. Hey, what's up? It's TB here. Okay, so if you love mochi or daifuku, but the recipe to make it skin is too much of a hassle, then you should try this recipe. What you'll be needing is one bowl of glutinous rice, add in 1 tablespoon of white sugar, and continue to just mash them. Mash them all together until you will have this sticky, stretchy texture. Next, on a chopping board, spread some flour and roll out your glutinous rice that you just mashed up into a long shape. It'll make them into a long shape. Cut them into huge chunks. Okay, you know how when you make buns, you make them into this buns shaped little thing? Yeah, you make them. Then you can start wrapping your fillings by using, you know, strawberry, banana, avocado, whatever fruits you want. Even you can add chocolate cookie crumbs. And of course, the most important thing for daifuku and mochi, fresh cream. Make sure to add some, and other things you can just go creatively. And your homemade daifuku is done. It's a very much simpler recipe because you don't need to use glutinous rice flour, and then you gotta put water, gotta put in the microwave, you gotta wait for a few minutes, heat it up, and then you need to go on and knead it into a dough thing. You know, just use this simple recipe. Glutinous rice would work as well. Magic in it, TFM.
Hot, just like Tea Life.
Yo, Nation TFM here, it's your Oppa TV here. You must have heard of fried milk before, but what about air fry fried milk? It's almost similar, just that instead of using oil to deep fry it, we will use an air fryer instead. And of course, we gotta tweak a little bit of the recipe. So, start off by adding in 2 egg yolks, 1 tablespoon of white sugar, 50 grams of cornstarch, and 500 grams of milk. That's all you need. Then heat it up in a pan, and then when it's like almost bubbly, add in a slice of cheddar cheese and mix well. Cook until the whole thing is thickened and very, very gooey texture. Next, pour in the mixture into a baking pan and chill in the refrigerator for 3 hours. After 3 hours, take them out, flip them onto a chopping board, and cut them into thick triangle slices if you have a round pan. If you have a square baking tray pan, then you can cut them into rectangular slices as well. Brush on some beaten egg yolks and air fry for 15 minutes at 180 degrees Celsius. And your air fry healthy fried milk is done. It's springy. I wouldn't say it's chewy, but it has this very, very aromatic cheese and milk smell. And of course, it melts in your mouth. Oh, I'm salivating too heavily, TFM.